This is Akashvani. The news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Vice President of the European Commission, Kaja Kallas, has said that the EU-India Security and Defence Partnership will be signed today. President of the European Council, António Luís Santos da Costa, and the President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, are on a state visit to India and were chief guests at the 77th Republic Day celebrations. They will co-chair the 16th India-EU summit today. Kallas said there is strong momentum for closer cooperation with India and EU is seizing it. She said as a symbol of the deepening bond between the two countries, personnel from EU naval operations, Atlanta and Aspides took part in the parade for the first time. The nation celebrated the 77th Republic Day, showcasing countries' cultural diversity, economic progress and military strength in a magnificent parade at Kartavya Path in New Delhi yesterday. The ceremony commenced with the visit of PM Modi to the National War Memorial, where he paid tributes to the fallen heroes by laying a wreath. The president arrived at Kartavya Path in a ceremonial buggy with the chief guests of the parade, President of the European Council António Costa and the President of the European Commission Ursula von der Leyen. President Draupadi Murmu unfurled the tricolour, which was followed by the rendering of the national anthem with a 21-gun salute by 105mm light field guns. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen described her presence as the chief guest in yesterday's Republic Day celebrations as an honor of a lifetime. She said, "A successful India makes the world more stable, prosperous and secure. That benefits all of us." US President Donald Trump, Chinese President Xi Jinping, Britain's King Charles III and the French President have extended warm greetings to India on its Republic Day. Mr. Trump called New Delhi and Washington the world's oldest and largest democracies and praised India's growing global engagement. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla and Union Culture and Tourism Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat have inaugurated the six-day National Culture and Tourism Festival Bharat Parv 2026 at Red Fort in New Delhi. During the event yesterday, Mr. Birla said that this festival will serve as a platform in strengthening India's cultural heritage. He said that through this festival, people will get to witness the culture of different states and regions. Mr. Birla added that this initiative will play a crucial role in increasing tourism potential of the nation. The Lok Sabha speaker highlighted the ideas of constitution, which are justice, liberty, equality and fraternity. BJP's newly appointed national president Nitin Nabin will be on his first official visit to West Bengal for 2 days from today. During the visit, he will participate in a series of key organizational meetings aimed at strengthening the party's grassroots framework ahead of the state assembly elections. Mr. Nabin will chair a state core team meeting in Durgapur tomorrow, focusing on organizational strategy, political roadmap and upcoming programs. Tomorrow, he will attend the Bardhaman Bibhag Karyakarta Sammelan at Chitralaya Mela Maidan, Purb Bardhaman, where he will interact with party workers. Later in the afternoon, he will participate in the Asansol District Karyakarta meeting in Raniganj, where he will address the organizational issues and guiding the party workers at the district level. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the fourth edition of India Energy Week 2026 conclave virtually, which is scheduled to be held in South Goa from today till Friday. The Prime Minister will virtually address the delegates after the inauguration. Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has called an all-party meeting at 11 a.m. today to discuss key national issues and legislative business ahead of the budget session. The meeting will be held in the main committee room and is aimed at streamlining legislative business and managing key national issues expected to come up during the session, which begins on January 28 and runs until April 2nd. In cricket, Zimbabwe under-19 will face India under-19 in match number 6 of the Super 6 stage of the under-19 World Cup 2026 tomorrow at Queen's Sports Club, Bulawayo in Zimbabwe. The match will start at 1 p.m. Indian Standard Time. The Zimbabwe under-19 side enters the Super 6 after a challenging group stage, recording 2 losses and 1 no result. And that is the end of this news bulletin.